Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Nun Vav, 9 lines from the top of Daf Nun Vav Amun Aleph, and on the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amun Aleph, the Gemara stated, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yechron, Hamitzah Vachatzav Mafsikim Minichse Ager, and as Rashbam explained, Be Sadish Shel Ger, Hamitzah Echa Beinayim, if there were two separate fields that were owned by one Ger, and there was one border marker between the two fields, and then this Ger, who did not have any children, died, and he doesn't have any Yarshim, and therefore his Nechasim become Hefker, and the first person that goes and is Machsik and is Koin his Sada will keep the Sada. And if Reuben goes and is only Machsik in one of these parcels, as Rashbam states, Tichzib Achzaman, like Konis Chavrasa, then Reuben will not be Koin of Parcel B. Reuben will only be Koin of the one that he does a Kin Chazak on, and the one that he was Noah Parat to Gadar. However, if Shimon then comes and does a Kinyan on Parcel B, prior to Reuben making a Kinyan on Parcel B, then Shimon will own Parcel B. Rabbi Asi gave two examples of a border marker. One is a standard border marker, and for example, if there was a wall between the two Sadais, and as Rashbam explains, Uhu Adinim in Shamitza, and even if there would not be a wall between the two Sadais, Avayesh Chatzav Natua Bein Tayim, and there's a type of a plant or a type of a tree that's called a Chatzav that was between the two fields, that would also be Mafsik. And Rashbam explains, what is Chatzav? Hu Ilon, it's a type of tree, or Yesav, or a type of grass, Boitichim Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua used this plant in order to create the boundary markers in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why Yeshua specifically used this plant, as the roots of a chatzav grow directly downwards and doesn't go to the sides, and therefore it doesn't take nutrients from other people's fields. Just like the Gemara in Sechtes Bei states, that this plant serves as musa for those rishoyim that are masik gvul re'eyu, as this plant doesn't go into its neighboring fields and doesn't steal nutrients from its neighboring fields. And our Gemara now begins, Yosef Rabbi Acha Ba'Avya Kamed Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Acha Ba'Avya was sitting in front of Rabbi Asi. Keep in mind that this is the same Rabbi Asi that we mentioned just now from Daf Nun Hayom Aleph that stated, Om Rabbi Asi Om Rabbi Echron, Hamitzah Ve'achatzah Mafsikim B'nich Se'ager. V'yosef V'kab M'shmed Rabbi Asi Rabbi Chino, and Rabbi Acha Ba'Avya said over in the name of Rabbi Asi Rabbi Chino, Chatzuva Mafsik B'nich Se'ager, that this plant called the Chatzuva plant creates a separation in the field of a ger, and even if the ger had one sada and one parcel of land, but is this growth of Chatzuva that's in between his land, and it separates it into two separate parcels, and therefore if the ger dies and someone wants to be kinyan or his nechasim, they would have to make two separate kinyanim, one kinyan in parcel A and another kinyan chazaka in parcel B, as we explained. Gemara continues and asks, my Chatzuva, that what is this Chatzuva plant? And Rashbam actually says the Gemara is asking two things. Number one, is it davahu? What is it? And number two, my Chashivusa de Choshev Kemetza, and what is its significance that we specifically use it as a border marker? And Amr Yehuda Amr Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, Shabaiticheim Yeshua Yisrael Sa'aretz. This is the plant that we know that Yeshua used in order to mark the boundary markers and the border markers of Eretz Yisrael, and he used this in order to create border markers between the lands of each Shevet, between each individual's parcel of land. And as Rashbam says, Shabaiticheim Bein Shevet LeShevet Bein Ish LeIsh Lefi She'ein Yonik Lo Mekan Velo Mekan, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, V'Am Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav, and we have another member from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, and as we learned on Daf Yudalam Habez, Yeshua wrote his Sefer, and in Sefer Yeshua, Yeshua lists names of cities in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara is bothered that why is it that he only lists specific cities, and he doesn't list all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, that he only listed those cities which were relevant to be boundary markers, either between Eretz Yisrael and other nations, or between the boundaries of different Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, and as Rashbam states, Alag Vulin Kedei Laharis Atchum, and Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us the Pashtus of the Kra, Matam Chish of Yisrael Yaris, as why is it that Yeshua only listed these cities? That's not teaching us the Gulen of Eretz Yisrael, the Kama Yaris Chosh of Shem V'Em to Eretz Yisrael, as there are many lands that are listed in Yeshua, which are in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, Al Begulen, the Chol Shevet Shevet, that's talking about the Gulen that's between every single Shevet as well. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel, Kol Shiroa, Kol Shbaruch L'Moshe, Chai B'Maisa. As we know in Pashat V'Zei Sabracha, the Pasuk tells us, V'yal Moshe Ma'avis Moye V'al Har Nevoi, Roish HaPiska Ashel Pnei Yirichai, V'yoreu Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz Es Sergil Adon, V'es Kol Naftoli V'es Eretz Ephraim V'Nasha, V'es Kol Eretz Yehud Ad Yom Ha'achrein, V'es Negev V'es Akika Bikas Yirichai, Ir HaTmar Ma'at Zaya. Kol Baruch Hu then states, V'yom Hashem Eilo V'zei Sa'aretz Es Shen Shpati L'Avrom L'Yitzchak L'Yakiv L'Yma L'Zarecha Etnena, Harisicha Be'inecha V'Shom Lo Yisava. Hagar, and Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in the name of Shmuel, all these lands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe prior to him dying, when he took him up to Har Nevoi, those are the lands that you'll be Chayiv and Maisa. And Rashbam explains that this refers to the Zion Amim, which refers to Kanani Prizi Chiti Chivi, which is also called Refarim, Gigarshi Amuri, and Yavusi. And the Gemara now asks, Lafuke Mai, so what is this coming to exclude? And the Gemara explains, Lafuke Keni Knizi Vikadmoini, that this comes to exclude the lands of the Keni Knizi Vikadmoini. Even though in Pashas Lechacha B'negei the Bris B'nei Psarim, the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu that you will receive 10 lands as it states, as a Keni, as a Knizi, as a Kadmoini, as a Chiti, as a Prizi, as a Refayim, as a Amuri, as a Knani, as a Gashi, as a Yavusi. However, even so, the only lands that Klal Yisrael actually got when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and the only ones which were considered Chayiv and Maisa, were only the lands of the Zion Amin. However, the lands of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, Klal Yisrael did not get at that time, and Klal Yisrael will only get those lost. The Gemara continues and brings a brisa where we'll have three different shitas that will define the lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. As Tanya, we learned in the brisa, Ramei explains that what is Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini? Naftucha, Avo, Vishalma is referring to the land of Naftucha, the land of the Arabians, and Shalma. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haseir, Amoin, Umoyev. Rabbi Yehuda states that it refers to Haseir, Amoin, Umoyev. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Adriskus, Asya, Vaspamya, that Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini refer to Damascus, Asia Minor, and Aspamya. And as we already mentioned, the Rashbam states that only the Zion Amim are going to be Chayiv Maisa, but Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini that were given to Avraham Avinu b'Bris Bnei Psarim will not be Chayiv Maisa Los Lavoi, because Yachziyum Lano L'Asik K'damim B'Berish Rabba Inami Im Kafshi Yisrael Mehem Achri Mois Yeshua. And if Klal Yisrael captures any city after Yeshua dies, Kulim Peturim Maisa, then all those cities will be Patur Maisa. D'Chsiv Hasam Zayis Arutz and Shishpati. And as we mentioned, that the pasuk states that these are the lands that I promised to give to you. Zayis L'Mukte Hani. That although by the Brisbane Absarim it mentions Refarim as well, however, Refarim and Chivi are exactly the same lands. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu captured these lands, they're still as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Devarim, Hahu Yikari, Eretz Refarim, Klaima Hainu Refarim, Shenitin Avram Avinu, Brisbane Absarim. And the Ritva points out, Benegea, Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, the Lafisha Yoda Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shasidin. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael would go into Golus, therefore he didn't give them over all the lands of Eretz Yisrael at the time when we went into Eretz Yisrael, and instead he left over these lands in order to show us, in order to prove to us that eventually Mashiach will come and we will receive all 10 lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu. And this is a response to those Minim that claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not bring Mashiach, and we see in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie, and if it says in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the 10 lands, so it must be eventually L'maisa Mashiach we will receive Keni Knizi and Kadmoini. And let's see Taisa Dio Masel Chai B'maisa, that the Gemara seemed to make a cloud that any lands that Moshe Rabbeinu saw will always be Chai B'maisa. And Taisa asked in time of a klalu V'aloi Habe Krochem Kofshem Oilu Mitzrayim V'aloi Kofshem Oilu Bavol V'aloi Nischai B'maisa Afa Pisharim V'maisa. And even though they were shown to Moshe, eventually, when we came back to Tzol and we came back by Bayis Rishon, they were not Chayiv Maisa. And Taz points out, V'yesh Lema, the Gesav that this man Amah holds, Kedush Rishon, a Kishel Shaita, a Kishel Asalavai. Therefore, even those lands that were not Kofshom or Ilu Bavel were still going to be Chayiv Maisa, V'hashtanicha Shle Tikshi Kol Asu Yamai. And therefore, it makes sense why the Gemara doesn't ask, what is the word Kol coming to include? And the Asla Suya, Krochim Shekofshom, Ilu Mitzrayim, V'loy Kofshom or Ilu Bavel, and certainly coming to include those cities which were captured by the Ilu Mitzrayim and were not captured by the Eil Bavel, and these lands are still Chai B'maisa. Taisit continues that the Gemara states Lafuke Mai, Tema Mai Kama Lafuke Mai, V'Kol Kama Demash M'Lasuye, that any time that the Gemara says Lashon Kol, that's coming to include something, and why is the Gemara asked, what is it coming to exclude? And Taisit answers that in the Chanami, the Gemara's question is not from the word Kol, but V'Yesh Lema, the V'Shiro Daik, the Demash M'Lafuke, that the Gemara's question is from the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, that says Kol Shiro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mashma that's coming to exclude something. And Taisus asks in Taima Valeim Lafuke Chutzlaretz. And Lachori, why don't we say it's coming to exclude Chutzlaretz? That of course Chutzlaretz is not Chayiv B'maisa. And Taisus says Veish Lema the Inza Chiddush Olkach Amal Lafuke Keni Knizi Kadmoini Afagav Meretz Yisraelim. And even though they will eventually be part of Eretz Yisrael, they will still not be Chayiv B'maisa. And we continue with the new Mishnah. And although we took a detour and we spoke about the Kinyan Chazaka, the Gemara now goes back to the din of Cheskas Raya. We know that if Reuven goes over to Shimon and he's Ma'ara and he says that really you don't own this field, and this field belongs belongs to me, and he brings rayas, and he has edim that he was the merakama, then certainly Shimon has to bring a raya as to how he has a right to this land. And certainly if Shimon could bring edim that he bought this land from Reuven, or if he could bring the shtar and his original deed that he bought this land from Reuven, then certainly there is no problem. However, after 3 years, a person generally doesn't keep his shtar. Therefore, we're misakin that as long as Shimon could bring edim that he used this sada for 3 years, and he ate all the pirus of the sada, then that will show bailus. And when Reuven says to him, ach v'shtarcha, so Shimon will say back to him that you should have come and been ma'ara within the last 3 years, and by the fact that you didn't come and be ma'ara, so therefore that's a reisa in your taina of ach v'shtarcha. And as long as Shimon comes mikoyecha taina, and he has a chazaka sheishim a taina, so Shimon will win. And our Mishnah now tells us, that if Shimon actually brings two edim, and those edim testify that Shimon used the sada for 3 years, v'nimsu zayman, and then Reuven brings edim, that these two edim that Shimon just brought as edi chazaka couldn't have testified that Shimon used the sada for 3 years, as imani lo yisim b'makom pleni, as they weren't in this place, and we were with them in a different area. And as we know, the Torah is mechadish to us that although generally when we have two edim that are going against two edim, we have a din of trei u'trei, and them battle each other. However, in this case, we say that the edim are nemon, and we believe the second pair of edim, and that's the chiddush of edim zaymim. And of course, we know that the Torah says that the oinish for edim zaymim is those edim that lied, they have to actually pay to the one that they wanted to be mechayiv exactly what they wanted to do to him, as the Torah states, kashizom las la'achiv. Therefore, in this scenario, zok to Mishnah, mishalm lois akol, that these two edim that actually testified on behalf of Shimon, that Shimon used this sada for 3 years, therefore they wanted wrongly take the sada away from Reuven. So number one, certainly the sada goes back to Reuven, and number two, these edim would actually have to pay Reuven the same value of the sada. And for example, if the sada was worth $1,000, then these two edim that testified for Shimon would have to pay a total of $1,000 to Reuven, and each aid would have to pay $500 to Reuven. The Mishnah continues that if instead of having one set of edim that testify regarding all 3 years, it was actually three separate pairs of edim that testified regarding these 3 years, and as the Mishnah states, Shnayim v'Yishena, there was one set of edim that came and testified regarding the first year and testified that Shimon used the sada for 1 year, Shnayim b'Shniya, and then there was a second set of edim that testified that Shimon used the sada for a second year, finally was Shnayim b'Shlishis, and then there was a third set of edim that testified that Shimon used the sada for a third year, and then we find that these edim are all edim zayman. So the Mishnah teaches us that of course there's a din of kasha zamam, and therefore the din is mishal shemeinayim, that certainly not only would Reuven get back his original field, but certainly Reuven will be owed $1,000 from these groups of edim, but each pair of edim would not have to pay $1,000, and instead the entire group of edim would have to pay a total of $1,000, and therefore each one of these set of edim would have to pay a third, and each set would have to pay $333, and each aid would have to pay $166. And Ayin Rashbam and Baran Amin Mishal Shemeinayim Kol Katit Nashlish the Gimel Kiteis Heim, as there are three pairs, the Kai Malon, and we also learned to Masechtos Makos Ein Edim Nasun Zaymim Achi Zumu Kulam, that if there would be Edim that testify only regarding one set of Edim and stating Manu Yisem, then even though certainly the Edis would be Batal, as now Shimon doesn't have any Raya that he used the Sada for 3 years, and certainly the Chiddush of the Torah of Edim Zaymim apply, and since the Edim testify regarding one pair of Edim that he Manu Yisem, so this pair of Edim that testified to Manu Yisem would be believed. Certainly the pair of Edim that came to testify on Shimon's behalf regarding one of the 3 years of Achila Shnei Chazaka would certainly not be believed, and therefore Shimon no longer has three sets of Edim that testified regarding his Achila Shnei Chazaka, and therefore certainly Shimon would lose the field unless he brings another pair of Edim that testified regarding that year, and Reuven would get the field. But since only one set of Edim were proven to be Edim Zayman, therefore the Din of Kasha Zomim does not apply, Reuven would not receive an extra $1,000 from any of these sets of Edim. We continue on Daf Nun Vav and Beis, and let us see Taisis at the top of the Amid, Divo Maschel Mishal Shemeinayim. Taisis is bothered that L'chari, the first set of Edim that came to testify that Shimon used this field for 1 year, they weren't actually testifying that Shimon actually owns his Sada, and Shimon used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore why can't they taina that we should not have to pay Reuven anything, as we didn't want to cause any loss to Reuven, and we were only coming to testify that Shimon used the pirus of the Sada for 1 year, and therefore if he doesn't prove that he had the years of Chazaka, then Shimon should be chayiv to pay Reuven for those pirus that he ate during that year. And Taisus brings a raya that there is a svar that's used in Masechtas Bava Kamma b'negiyah the din of a tam and a muad, and Taisus states that over here certainly we can't say that the kivin the machzik b'vi'in lebezdin, that since the machzik is the one that brought these edim to Bezdin, vada l'tavasa bo, and certainly certainly this first set of Edom understood that they're coming for the benefit of Shimon, and they're not coming to benefit Reuven, and therefore certainly even the first set of Edom understood they were being brought to Beis Din in order to lachzika b'kaka, in order to be machzik that Shimon actually owns the entire kaka, and therefore they knew that they're coming for a detriment against Reuven, and they understood they're not coming to be mechayev Shimon Peres, as otherwise Shimon would not bring them to Beis Din, and Reuven would be the one that would bring them to Beis Din. And the Mishnah continues that although we know that generally you can't have two brothers that testify regarding one edus, however, Zakti Mishnah, Shloisha Achim ve'echem mitzdarf yimarim, harei ilu shalosh edus, that if there are three brothers, and let's call them Levi, Yehudi, and Yisachar, and there's also another person, and let's call him Moshe, Levi comes to Beis Din together with Moshe, and they testify that we know that Shimon used this Sada for year number one, and then Yehuda comes to Beis Din together with Moshe, and they testify that we know that Shimon used this Sada for year number two, and then Yisachar comes to Beis Din together with Moshe, and they testify that we know that Shimon used this Sada for year number three, although that Shimon has to have all the testimony of these brothers in order to create a Chazakah, but l'maisi, each of these brothers are testifying regarding a separate year, since they are testifying regarding a distinct Edus, therefore they're Kashal Edus, and we consider it that they're testifying regarding three separate testimonies, and therefore at this point Shimon has testimony from three separate pairs of Edim that he actually used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore Shimon would win, and Reuven, who's the Marakama, would lose. And as Rashbam states, Hare Eilu Gimel Edus, or Hachi Koshe Edusan, Da Shasta, the Kamasad Hai, Loi Kamasad Hai, the Inkan Shnei Edim Kraven, Be'edus Achas, and two brothers are not testifying regarding one Edus, and therefore all these testimonies are valid and are kosher. And Tezis actually gives us a svara to this point, and he states, Hare Eilu Gimel Edus, Shere Eid Shehir Birshain, who Atzma Yachal Heir Bishnia, as we know that Levi himself could testify regarding the first year, and he could testify regarding the second year as well, and just like he could testify regarding the second year, so therefore his brother could testify regarding the second year as well. We don't say that since Levi and Yehuda are brothers, therefore they can't testify regarding the same group of testimonies that will create a chazakah of 3 years. However, the Mishnah continues that although we consider three separate edis, however, hein edis achas la'azama, regarding the din of kasha zamam, we know that the only way that we're mekayim the inish of kasha zamam is based on the Gemara Maseches Makos of eating nasan zayimim achizum kulam. Therefore, in this case as well, the only way that they would have the inish of kasha zamam is only if there are edim that testify that all three pairs of edim are actually edim zayimim. And as Rashbam states, v'hein edis achas la'zama shemuzmu mishal shebeneim. Certainly, if edim come and testify that they're all edim zayimim, then they would split the inish between all three sets. And since Moshe testified regarding all 3 years, so he testified regarding half of the Shnei Chazakah, and he'd be chayy 50%, or in our scenario, he'd be chayy $500. And since Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar testified regarding 50% of the Shnei Chazakah, so between all three of them, they would also be chayy $500. And each one of these brothers would be chayy to pay $166. And Rashbam continued, V'gamay nizayim nachi yizum ukulon, and the only way to be chayy for kasha zomam is only if all three spears of Edim would actually be huzam, there would be another set or sets of Edim that come and testify that it's impossible that they testified as a monoism b'makom ploini. And as Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin states, v'hein edus achas la'zama, the adam mismikulu loy mishalmi m'mayna, the loy havin misuk b'biyad l'keach, l'besadusa dekulu, that the only way that Shimon would actually win is only based on all of that testimony, and therefore it's considered one group of Edim regarding the din of kasha zomam. And keep in mind that although the din of kasha zomam would not apply, however, certainly if there would be a set of Edim that come and even testify either regarding Moshe or regarding Levi or Yehudi and Yisachar, that he money reason but not complaining, then certainly his testimony would be batal, and therefore there would no longer be Edim Chazaka, and certainly Shimon would have to find other Edim to prove that he used the Sada for a complete 3 years. And our Gemara begins that generally we like to say that our Mishnayos go like Rabbi Kiva, and as we know that Stam Masisin is Rameya, and we know that Rameya was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore generally the Shitas Rameya would go like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. However, Zakta Gemara, Masisin like Rabbi Kiva, this Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Kiva. And as Rashbam explains, the Chashv L'Gimel Kita Shel Edim, that our Mishnah considers three sets of Edim, Edus L'Shol Shnei Chazakah, that are valid Edus regarding the 3 years of Chazakah, and we don't need one set of Edim to testify regarding all 3 years of Chazakah, and that is not like the Shita Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya has been learned to the Braisa, that Amr Rabbi Yasi said, K'shaholach Abba Chalafta Itzor Rabbi Yechem Anuri Lumei Torah, when my father Chalafta went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yechem Anuri, V'amilon, some say Rabbi Yechem Anuri Itzor Abba Chalafta Lumei Torah, Rabbi Yechem Anuri went to learn Torah by my father Chalafta, Amaloi, either Rab Chalafta said to Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, or Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri said to Rab Chalafta, Hareisha Achla Shana Rishayna Bifnei Shnayim, Shnir Bifnei Shnayim, Shlisha Bifnei Shnayim, Mao. What would be a din if Shimon is trying to create a chazaka, and he has a first set of Edom that testify regarding his first year of chazaka, he has a second separate pair of Edom that come and testify regarding his second year of chazaka, and then finally he brings a third pair of Edom that testify regarding his third year of chazaka, and he doesn't have one set of Edom that could testify regarding all 3 years of chazaka, and would that be a valid chazaka? And Amaloi, and he responded, Harezu chazaka, that would be a valid chazaka, as you could be mitzarev three separate kitim of Edom in order to testify regarding Shnei Chazaka, as each individual year is considered a separate testimony, and as Rishayim explained, Elifizeh, each individual day would be a separate testimony, and as long as you could bring multiple pairs of Edom that testify regarding the full 3 year period, then you would be able to create a chazaka. And the Brisa continues, Amaloi, that either Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri said to Rabbi Chalafta, or Rabbi Chalafta said to Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, Afani Oymekain, that I also agree with you, and I hold that it's a valid chazaka, and these sets of Edom could be mitzarev. Elish Rabbi Kiva Cholik B'Davzeh, however, Rabbi Kiva argues on this idea, Shere Rabbi Kiva Imez, Rabbi Kiva held that since the Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, Lo Yokum Eidecha Be'ish, L'chol Abayin, L'chol Chatas, L'chol Chet, Ashiyechta, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Pishleisha Edom, Yokum Davar, and Rabbi Kiva learns that the Pasuk didn't have to say the word Yokum Davar, and it could have said, Al Pishnei Edom, Al Pishleisha Edom, Yokum, and the word Davar is extra, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says, Davar V'lei Chetzi Davar, we learn out that Edom have to testify regarding a full testimony, and they can't testify regarding a half a testimony, and therefore in our case, since the testimony that Shimon requires is that he used the Sadr for 3 years, so he needs one set of Edom that testify regarding the entire unit of the entire 3 years, and if he has separate Edom regarding each individual year, that would certainly not suffice, and therefore we see that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, as a Mishnah clearly held that Shnayim B'Shoina, Shnayim B'Shniyah, V'Shnayim B'Shlishes is generally a valid testimony, and that's why if they actually wanted to testify and they testified falsely, and then we have Edom that they are Edom Zaymim, so therefore the din would be Mishal Shabbeinayim. Before we continue, let's see the Rashbam, Dibur Maskal, Abba Chalafta, Avi Chalafta, my father Chalafta, Rabbi Yesi Stam, Hayin Rabbi Yesi Ben Chalafta, as when the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yesi Stam, it's referring to Rabbi Yesi Ben Chalafta, and as we know, we find many times in Shas where Rabbi Yesi calls his father Abba Chalafta, and Rabbi Kvega speaks about this idea, as how could Rabbi Yesi call his father by his first name, and some explain, because he says the Lashon Abba Chalafta, therefore he's giving him that kavod, therefore it would not be in chasaron of kavod by using his name as well. And the Gemara continues that although we just showed that Rabbi Kiva holds that we dash in the pasuk of davar lechatzi davar, however certainly we see that Abba Chalafta as well as Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri as well as the Tanav Mishnah all hold that we don't make this drasha, and even if they have three separate pairs of Edom that testify regarding the 3 years of chazaka, that they would be valid testimony, and we don't say davar lechatzi davar, and therefore the Gemara is Rabbanon hay davar lechatzi davar my avdilei, what are these Rabbanon referring to Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri and the Tanav Mishnah use the drasha of davar lechatzi davar for? And before we continue, let's point out that in order for a girl to become a gedola and to become a naira, she has to be 12 years old, and she also has to bring simani nairis, meaning that this is not a sugya. We won't get too deep into the shayla as far as what is considered the simanim of beis iris for isha, but suffice it to say that the Gemara will talk about achas begabov, achas bekresa, that there was testimony that she grew one hair on her back and one hair on her stomach, and we will explain this based on the pashas of the Rashbam that we're talking about two different areas, ba'isim makayim of an isha, and there was one area called begabov and one area of isim makayim that's called bekresa. Based on this explanation, let us see the Gemara, as the Gemara states, if you're going to tell me that the pasuk of davar v'lechatzi davar is coming to exclude a situation where there's one aid that comes to Bezdin and says that I saw that this woman had one hair on her back, and then another aid comes to Bezdin and says at the same time that this aid saw that this woman had one hair on her back, I saw that she had one hair on her stomach. So the Gemara explains that that can't be what the pasuk of davar v'lechatzi davar is coming to exclude, as hay chatzi davar, are you telling me that this is chatzi davar, chatzi edus he, this is chatzi edus, as there's only one aid regarding each hair, and therefore certainly this would not be a valid testimony, and we don't need the limud of davar v'lechatzi davar to exclude this scenario, and we learned the Gemara based on the gears of the Bach who takes out the vav of the chatzi edus he. However, Ayin Rashi Mesechtes Baba Kama that seems to have the gears of hay chatzi davar v'chatzi edus he Ayin Sham. Rashi also explains that the reason why the edim are coming to testify regarding this girl is because of the shavi gedola in einshin, and these edim are testifying in order to make her gedola, in order that she should be chayiv in einshin, or in order to prove that she's a gedola. Therefore, if someone gives her a kesef kedushin and they don't give the kesef kedushin to her father, that would still be a valid full-fledged kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Ella, therefore, we have to say that when the pasuk says davar, and we're going to learn that, v'lei chetzi davar, l'mutei shtayim oimim achas begavar, u'shtayim oimim achas bekresa, that's coming to the mayit, if two edim came and testified that they saw one here on her back, and then two edim came and say that at the same time, we saw that she had one here on her stomach, although there are actually two edim that testified that this woman had two hairs at that one time. However, in regard to the Beis Sayers by an Isha and regarding Simonim, we have to have one set of Edim that testified that they saw that this woman had two hairs, and they testified that they saw the two hairs at the same time. Otherwise, if we have two separate pairs of Edim that testify regarding each hair, then there would be a chesaron of davar v'lechetzi davar. And as Rashbam explains, k'goin shnayim oimim achas begavor ve'inu v'loi bedaknu yoisa, u'shnayim oimim onu bedaknu m'fonel v'inu achas bekresa, but we also didn't check the rest of her body, we didn't see the hair on her back. We lav miyuta the crow davar v'lechetzi davar loy hon lon lifsal edizeh, the edizeh kashuhu me'achas sheyesh beiz edim al koseir arei inu machishin klal zezeh, as each set of edim is not being machish the other set, elo katzu barku megabah v'katshni barku m'fonel, as each one examined her at a different spot, v'shah achas ro beiz sayers idlu mikan ve'idlu mikan, and at one time they saw both of these sayers. One set of edim saw one hair on her front at that time, and one pair of edim saw a second hair, and that hair was on her back. Therefore, lek lamim v'shumaninu, therefore we can't say that it was just a growth, but it fell out, as l'maisa they saw it at the same time, and they saw two hairs after she was already 12 years old, and therefore we don't say that it's a shuma, and it must have been that she actually had two hairs at one time, and therefore she's a gedola. However, hashad chsiv davo, but now that the pasuk says davo, a dusim b'tegla, then the edus is batal, the beit sarius davo echaru, as the testimony regarding two hairs of an isha is considered one testimony, and as we know, that if one set of edim testified that we saw one hair today on one side of a body, and then they say that the next day we saw that she grew another hair in another spot, however, and the first hair already fell out, then certainly we say it's a shuma, she would not be considered a gedola unless she has two hairs at the same time. In our case, the whole kat v'kat, yachal hoyu liris, beis haseris, dal biyachad hoyu, both of these sets of edim could have seen both of these hairs at one time because they had to be there at the same moment. Nimsa shekol kat edu shel chetzi davar midim, therefore each set of edim is only testifying regarding half of the thing that they had to see, as v'chol echad inu meir shi gdoyla, el chetzi somani gadlus reinu, therefore it's not a valid edus, avu gimel shnei chazok de masisin, however regarding the 3 years of chazok of our mishnah, she'in yechoyin liris, ki'im b'zeh chazeh, that the only way that you can have a cheskes kibul shonim is only if you have 3 years that are one after the other. Therefore, there's no chesaron of davar v'lechetzi davar because misha roya achilu shanazu in yach liris shal shana shniyah. Certainly, it's impossible for the set of edim that saw the first year of chazaka able to see the achila of the second year of chazaka at the same time. And certainly, they're two separate periods of time. Elam king shoya shana shniyah b'zeh machus, and the only way that they could testify regarding the first 2 years is only if they stay in this kingdom and in the city for the entire 2 years, and therefore every single year, and even more so every single day of the years of Chazaka is considered a separate Haggadah. Therefore we apply the miut of davar v'lechetzi davar only to a scenario that's similar to the case of Simoni Nairis, and not to the scenario of Shnei Chazaka. And even though min hasvara, the two sets of Eden that testify regarding Shnei Sairis should be believed, as we previously explained, and the only reason why we don't believe them is based on Gzeir Sarkosov of davar v'lechetzi davar, and the Rashbam is bothered, so why don't we extend that to Shnei Chazaka as well, and we should still say that even though it doesn't make so much sense, but ultimately we have Gzeir Sarkosov of davar v'lechetzi davar. The Rashbam explains that akocha kivin ekra l'mutei asa umiyad echahu de'ika ein l'chlamayit ke'im oisu chetzi davar the mistava tfei l'mutei dahainu edus debei sayres b'shtei kita is ayin sham. Before we continue, let's see Taisa's diva maschel v'rabbonon hai davar v'lechetzi davar ma'i avdilei, and Taisa is bothered that how do we know that these Rabbanon actually dash in the word davar to exclude v'lei chetzi davar, as Taisa's is been taima d'hacha kule amma dashi davar v'lei chetzi davar u'perk meruba minan chamisha bakam rechmana v'afidu hei chetzi baka. Therefore, here we should also dash in davar v'afidu chetzi davar, and v'yesh loim d'hacha mishum davar m'yisuhu, and Taisa explains that over here the word davar is extra, and therefore we're learning it out from the extra word davar. And Taisa continues and is fin taima v'istruch l'davar davar Mammon, that L'chayr, this Dove is not extra, as we have to learn the Gzeirah Shava of Dove Mammon, Lashmin, and the In Dove Shava Ever, Pachas Mishnayim. And in Taisis, it brings a couple of Terutzim, and Taisis states in the second Teretz, Yesh Lema, the Labi Dove Darish, that in the Chanami, we're not dashing from the word Dove, El Me'al Pishnayim Yokum, the Mashma Yokum Kol Eidus, V'loi Chetzi Ayin Sham. Also, Ayin Yad Ramah, that points out that although there's a cloud, the Halach Karab Akiva Mechaverai, but since we just saw that Abba Chalafta, as well as Rabbi Echa Menuri, as well as the Tanava Mishnah, argue on Rabbi Kiva, therefore we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva, as the klal is Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaverai V'loi Mechaverav V'oi D'ho Kimnul Stam Asisin D'loi Rabbi Kiva. And also we see that our Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, even though we have a Machlekes in the Braisa, but we have a klal where we have a Stam Asisin and a Machlekes in the Braisa that we hold like the Stam Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda states, Echad Omer Ochel Chitim V'Echad Omer Ochel Sayim Harei Zu Chazaka. If there is one aid that comes to Bezin that testifies for Shimon that Shimon used his sada for 3 years and he produced a crop of chitim, then there's another aid that comes and testifies in Bezin regarding the same 3 years and he says that Shimon actually used the field for 3 years but he produced a crop of barley. So Rabbi Huda teaches us that we could combine these testimonies and therefore we have two aidim that testify that Shimon used the sada for 3 years and therefore Shimon would have shnei chazaka, even though each of these aidim actually testified that Shimon used this field for a different crop, and therefore it seems that one of these Edom are lying, and L'chayru, we shouldn't believe them. However, as the Gemara will explain, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ben Chita Lusari Lava Daitayo De'inshi, that when Edom testify, they don't always get the exact details of what is going on, and it's very possible that people could make a mistake between a field of wheat and a field of barley. And the Gemara continues that Maskel Rab Nachman will ask a question, and as Rashbam points out, Rab Nachman did not understand this din of Rabbi Yehuda, and he thought Rabbi Yehuda was teaching us that if one aid comes to Bezin and testifies that Shimon used the Sada for year 1, 3, and year 5, Reuben used his field and produced a crop of wheat during years 1, 3, and 5, and then a second aid comes to Bezin and testifies that Shimon used the Sada for 3 years and he used it for a crop of barley, and this aid testified regarding the usage of the Sada in year 2, 4, and 6, and as Rashbam explains, that it was normal for a farmer to use a field in this manner, and as we previously learned, that it was normal for farmers to use the land for 1 year, then in order not to use up all the nutrients of the field, they would leave the field fallow for the next year, and instead of doing so, farmers would actually plant 1 year of wheat, and then the next year barley, and that was just like leaving it fallow, and it would be just as beneficial for the land. Rabbi Nachman understood, Rabbi Yehuda held in this case, it would be a valid chazaka, and as Rashbam states in the first of the wide lines, Sharei in machish and zeh zeh klal, as each aid is not being machish the other one, and this is similar to the din Rabbi Shulman Kocha taught us on Daflam and Beis, and do some mitzrafes at Yerushalayim Ke'echad, and Rabbi Shulman Kocha Ime, afilu b'zeh chazeh, that even if the Edom testified regarding two separate meisim, that would still be a valid testimony, the time Rabbi Shulman first with Sanhedrin Perek Zarbaria, the Afagav Dalmanonim Kav Masad Hai, Loi Masad Hai, that even though one aid said that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Monday, and one aid testified that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Tuesday, and it's still considered that we have two Edom that testify that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon because Miu Tabayo Amana Kamasadi, Vahachinami Tabayo Chazaka Kamasadi, and therefore over here also, both of these Edom are actually testifying that Shimon used the Sada for 3 years, and even though they're testifying regarding a separate 3 year period, however, Lemaisa would still be a valid Chazaka because Rabbi Nachman understood that this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant, so therefore Rabbi Nachman asked Rabbi Yehuda, El Me'ata, that if this is true, then Echad Ima Achlu Vishayna Shlishis V'Chamishis, that if you would have one aid that said that Shimon used the Sada for the first, third, and fifth year, and then there's a second aid that states that Shimon used the Sada for the second, fourth, and sixth year, then it should be a valid Chazaka. And as Rashbam explains, Rabbi Nachman holds that certainly, even according to Rabbi Shulman Kocha, certainly based on this type of testimony, it should not be a valid Chazaka. And as Rashbam explains, that Lemaisa, the only time we would say it is comparable to the case of Rabbi Shulman Kocha is where one aid testified that Shimon used the Sada for year 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, Shimon used the Sada for 3 years in a row, and then there's another aid that testified that Shimon used the Sada for year 4, 5, and 6. And once again, this aid is testifying that Shimon used the Sada for 3 years in a row. In that case, we could say that since we have two aidim that testified that Shimon used the Sada for 3 years in a row, therefore we can combine that valid testimony, and therefore we have two aidim that testified specify that Shimon used the Sadov for 3 years in a row, and it's a valid Chazakah. However, the Rashbam continues, but in our case, neither one of these Edim are actually testifying that Shimon used the Sadov for 3 years in a row, and we know that Chazakah B'dilug in a Klum, that by having Chazakah by skipping years, that's not a valid Chazakah, as that's not K'demachzaki Inchi. Therefore, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that in this case it would be a valid Chazakah? And in Taisis, who brings down the Rashbam's chat, and he states, etc. That maybe in Chanami, then there would be a valid Chazakah. And therefore, the Gemara should be asked a different question. That why would it be Chazakah? And therefore, Taisis learns the Sugya differently than Rashbam. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda responded to Rabbi Nachman, the reason why you have a question on my Shita is because you did not understand what my Shita was. As Hachi Hashta, as certainly there's a difference between my case and the case that you gave, as Hassam, and in your case, Bishasta the Kamasat Hai, like Kamasat Hai, since the first aid testified regarding year 1, 3, and 5, and the second aid testified regarding year 2, 4, and 6, therefore certainly they can't be Mitzdarif and will not be a valid Chazakah. However, Hachi, in my scenario, Tavayu, Bechadashasa, Kamasadi, both of these Edim were actually testifying regarding the same years. The only difference between the Haggadah was that the first aid testified that Shimon used the Sada in year 1, 2, and 3, but he used the Sada in order to plant Chitim, and then the second aid testified that I agree that Shimon used the Sada for 3 years, but Shimon used it to plant Bali. Rabbi Yehuda continues that my Iklamema, the Lamaisa, what would be a Taina, and why should this not be a valid Eidos, is because one aid testified that Shimon planted Chitim, and one aid testified that Shimon planted Sarim. Lamaisa, they're not being says to each other, as being Chitil Sarim, Lava Taira didn't she, that when Edom testify, they don't necessarily recognize if Shimon uses Sada for wheat or he used it for barley. Rashbam is bothered that L'chira, it's very easy to tell the difference between wheat stalks and barley stalks, and therefore L'chira, how could it be that the Edom would actually make a mistake? And therefore L'chira, they're being says to each other. And Rashbam therefore explains, Mavinim Yafa ben Kemachitim L'Kemachzayim, that it certainly is very difficult to tell the difference between wheat flour and barley flour, and the Edom weren't testifying regarding the actual produce that was produced in the field, and they were actually testifying that Shimon used the flour of this field, and therefore they're not being says to each other, as each one of them testified that Shimon used this field for 3 years and used all the produce of this field. Therefore, in this case, I hold that these two Eidos could be mitzdarif. Therefore, Shimon would have a valid Chazakah, and he would be able to keep the field, and we will stop over here.